Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Coronavirus vaccines have arrived. I'm Chris Sprinter with your news. Campbell County Public Health has received the first allotment of doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Now the first doses will be administered to Campbell County Public Health employed providers and staff, as well as emergency medical services. In addition to that, Campbell County Fire Department personnel, who are EMTs, will be offered the vaccines as well. The vaccinations will be offered this week. In this program, certain pharmacies will offer on-site COVID vaccinations for staff and residents of nursing homes and assisted living facilities. The Legacy Living and Rehabilitation Center is a part of that particular vaccine program. Those vaccines will be administered in early 2021. Now, we will keep you up to date on all of this and more in the coming days and weeks. In statewide news, an abducted child, part of a recent Amber Alert, has been found safe. This happened south of Rock Springs, but the story started in Idaho Falls, Idaho. A 10-year-old child was abducted, and the vehicle may have been on its way to Colorado. Now, a few days ago, a Wyoming Highway Patrol trooper spotted a broken-down vehicle south of Rock Springs on Highway 430 South. The trooper talked with the driver, and the driver said no one else was in the vehicle. The trooper knew that was untrue and detained the driver. Then the driver told the truth, and a woman and that missing 10-year-old child were both in the vehicle hiding. The child was unharmed, drugs were found in the car, and the suspects charged were Eugene Trujillo and Gabriela Rodriguez. Trujillo was charged with kidnapping, interference with custody, and child endangerment due to the methamphetamine found in the car. Rodriguez faces drug charges along with kidnapping charges and child endangerment charges. That is your Basin Radio Network News Update. To hear this report again, go to BasinsRadio.com.